USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We had a very productive meeting. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time.
After his historic meeting and walking across the border into North Korea, President Trump stops to speak with our troops stationed in Osan Air Base in South Korea.
But that's a country with tremendous potential,
he says of North Korea. Then the president addressing the troops.
Just your presence. You have a presence like no other. So as president, I have no greater honor than to serve as commander-in-chief of the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth, the United States military. Thank you very much.
Also addressing our members of the military, Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
As we head into the July 4th holiday week, parents taking their kids to petting zoos across the country being warned about a 2-year-old boy who dies from E. coli bacteria. He got the infection while petting animals at a county fair in San Diego, California. The health department says the boy, one of at least 4 children ages 9 to 13, who got the potentially deadly infection after touching the animals and not washing their hands with soap and water. In other health news, a former New York City Police Department detective who testifies before Congress 2 weeks ago has died of cancer. In his compelling testimony, he was pleading with Congress for an extension of funds to help 9/11 first responders. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Luis Alvarez, who spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died at the age of 53.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Not border security, but election security, a priority for Democrats in their weekly radio address. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Delivering the weekly message from the party, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California discussing the need to pass the SAFE Act in the Senate.
We call upon Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate to join with House Democrats and pass these essential bipartisan bills. Together, we can and must defend our national security.
Lofgren says collusion or not, it's clear the Russians meddled in the 2016 elections and are trying to meddle in next year's. She says that's why these bills are so important.
The SAFE Act makes meaningful investments to upgrade the security of voting systems across the country by replacing outdated, vulnerable voting machines, requiring paper ballot voting systems, enacting strong cybersecurity requirements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on colleges and the amount of student debt, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The Trump administration is announcing it wants to end the gainful employment rule that punished colleges that consistently left graduates with high student debt. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos promises instead to publish earnings data for all college programs on the department's College Scorecard website.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.